Organisers of a Hawke's Bay cycling event have had to pull the pin because someone's been scattering spikes and other sharp objects on the path it uses. Cyclocross, which is like cross-country cycling, takes place every second Wednesday in Hawke's Bay. But for the last 2 weeks, organisers have found thumbtacks, suspended barbed fish hooks and trenches dug across the tracks. Now it's had to can plans for a big event next month. Ivor Hotman is the event organiser and joins me now. Hi, Ivor. What do you reckon's going on here?
I'm actually really sad, you know, that somebody had to go through all these lengths, not this length, and do this to an event, you know, and to a great pathway we build on the stop banks. And it's really sad. I won't get mad because that's not worth it, you know. But if we have to cancel something because of COVID and the levels go up and it's for the good of the nation, I can understand it. But to suspend racing for something like this, you know, it's really sad.
Can you describe them to me, what these booby traps look like? Because they sound pretty hideous.
Yeah, they're just a whole lot of thumbtacks and a board dug into the ground with spikes sticking out, screws sticking out of it. And then this week we found a suspended fish hooks of, you know, about head high. So, luckily we find them all before they do any damage. But imagine doing, you know, somebody riding into that fish hook. I've got first aid, you know, but I don't want to work on that. That would have been horrendous.
Yeah, so they're pretty sophisticated and quite targeted. If you're saying that they're barbed fish hooks hung at a cyclist's head height.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's done with intent. It's not, you know, happy-go-lucky. It's done with intent, and that's the sad thing about it. And so far, nobody ever came to talk to us, you know, about it. If somebody comes up with a you know, reason, we can talk about it. We have to start a dialogue, and we come to a solution. We can work around this, but to do this, you know, like that, you know, yeah, I'm baffled. It's sad. It's really, really sad.
Ivor, any clues to who might be annoyed with the cycling or may have a vendetta?
No, that's what, you know, we don't know. Nobody ever came to see us and written to us, and even on the Facebook pages, nothing comes up. In the paper, nothing came up. We don't know, and that's the hard thing. It, the person hasn't got a face, and if they had a face, we can talk about it. We come to a solution, you know, and if they're not happy with it, we can always, we'll work around it.
So what would you say to that person, Ivor, if they're listening or they hear you? What would you say to them? What do you want them to do?
Just come and talk to us, and we have a good corridor about it, and we can work it out. And then, you know, and if they don't like what we're doing, we can alter, we can go to the other side of the river if they want us, you know, because we have tracks on the other side of the river as well. But, you know, if they don't like us, we go somewhere else. But if it's for, you know, a sad reason, yeah, sorry, no, we're not going to, you know, not going to budge. But if they have a genuine reason, yeah, we can go to the other side. But we can talk about it. Always talk about it.
So you've had to cancel your big event in November as well. That's a little way off. Why did you make that decision?
It's too dangerous now to go ahead, and unless we come to the, you know, find the person who did this, we come to an understanding that they're not gonna boycott their one, because, you know, we do have to do all the work, and then, you know, have to cancel on the day because it's too dangerous. We can't do that, you know. That's we can't wait till the last day and then find a whole heap of spikes. And if the person comes forward, we can talk about it, and if we come to the solution, yeah, we go ahead with it, because, you know, we love to run the event. But
yeah, how many people were you expecting, Ivor, for that?
We have to stay within 100 because of, you know, the COVID rules, but you know, at least we'll have people having fun.
Yeah.
And now there are 100 people missing out, you know, so it's sad. It's sad.
Have you been talking to the police about this?
Yeah, been reported to the police, but, you know, you can't get fingerprints of fish hooks, you know. That's a bit hard. But, so we're looking at a couple of different ways of trying to come to a good end.
It's pretty nasty, though, isn't it, Ivor?
It is really nasty. It's targeted. It's nasty because, now imagine if you know, we have young kids riding there. If a young kid gets it in their face, you know, they'll be scarred for life. You know, I'm a bit older, you know, I'm a bit uglier, you know, so it doesn't matter much. But, you know, for the young kids, you know, I mean, how do you explain it to a kid? How are you going to explain this, that they had a fist bump in the face? You know, I mean, you can't. It's sad.
Ivor, really appreciate your time and best of luck. That is Ivor Hotman, who is one of the event organisers for its cyclocross, and their off-road track is being booby-trapped with some pretty vicious stuff, as you heard there, including head-height fish hooks.